Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week I find someone interesting to talk about it with. But today we are at Comic Con, and I have just arrived. Got a lovely train ride, just got dropped off by some complimentary shuttle bus, and it is sunny, there are signs everywhere, and I'm very excited, but I have to work out where to get my badge, so let's do that. Okay, so it's about 1 o'clock, badge distribution's meant to start at 3, but they've started early, so I'm going to get in line. Just got a compliment for my Wear Home t-shirt, so I gave him a flyer. Got to pot it forward. Yeah, you guys, let's get this out of the way. Please share the links to the San Diego Comic-Con podcast. We just did one with Darren Hayes from Savage Garden. We said Jimmy Mack from Rebel Force Radio on. Great long-form Star Wars chats. And it's so good to be back. Every person here has got a licensed t-shirt on. There's giant banners everywhere. And it's sunny. And everyone on the train was in the best mood. Met some people. Shout out if you're listening from the train. And tonight's preview night, where it's just open for 3 hours, and it's mainly just a smaller amount of people all battling for exclusives. And the exclusives I'm after, of course, is the Hasbro First Order Trooper, first ever Force Awakens figure, and the itty-bitty Boba Fett and Han Solo and Carbonite exclusive. All right, I'm getting to a line, so I'll be back in a sec. All right, you guys, it is... What time is it, John? Oh, it's about 3:30 or something?
No, it's only 1:46. Ah,
it's 1:46.
Oh, time portals at Comic-Con.
Wishful thinking. And I've got my pass. It was actually amazingly quick to get.
I was super surprised about that this year. It was just fluid.
It's amazing. I'm here with John Howell, who I've never met in person.
Which is pretty rad.
But we're just in one of Gonk Droid's little internet groups.
Got social circle. It's a nasty one, because he is really just something.
Speaking of nasty ones, that thing growing off your chin, that is a definite nasty
one.
Well,
hold on. You can't say that. You know what you're talking to? You were talking to a third-place world champion for natural goatee at the World Beard and Mustache Championships in 2013.
Gonk Droid's
so
told me about
you.
You
check your tone, my friend. You check your tone. That is royalty.
That is some award-winning face pubes we've got here.
I just sound like a goddamn asshole. Wow.
So, you're a Star Wars collector, yeah?
I'm a rather decent, respected Star Wars collector. I do a lot. I love foreign. I have a lot of foreign stuff, bootlegs, vintage. I kind of run the gamut of weird stuff.
I love Japanese.
I have some. And it is there's something about the fonts and the different artwork that they do, for especially the vintage stuff mainly, that is just so much more captivating to the eye than the crap that we get over here. I'm always drawn to it. I have an Italian advanced Return of the Jedi poster. No one has it as of right now. Not a sand suite, I found out. I forget the other guy's name, was a top collector. But the point of me telling you this is it's just blue with orange lettering. It is the most simplistic poster. Gorgeous.
For which movie?
For Jedi. For Return of the Jedi.
awesome.
I'll have to show it to you. It doesn't translate on audio, but I'll show it to you.
Theater of the mind, John.
Oh, yeah.
Theater of the mind. Now, what are you? You're in line now, and you're planning on hitting up Hasbro directly?
Yeah. We're going to go straight for the Black Series like everybody else is.
We want that First Order Stormtrooper.
I think I don't, but others do. So I'm kind of in the... I actually am not looking forward to this new movie at all.
What?
Yes, sir. The people who know me know that I do not hide behind anything. I've blatantly said this numerous times. As of right now, I am in no way excited about this movie. They ruined it from the start for me from their teaser. I thought it was crap. They wasted a lot of time. There was nothing teasing about it. I am not a fan of the Tri-Saber or whatever the hell it is. And then they ruined the new trailer, in my opinion, with... Everyone's going to hate me for this, and I do not care. I hated the end line. I hated the solo Chewbacca line. I thought it was so cheesy.
You mean the line that's on my T-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that one. I'm really helping out this friendship thing right off the bat, aren't I? You're either going to love me for being honest, or you're going to hate me for being
honest. Describe my face now.
It's just, you have a blank look of just despair. You're really, you're almost tearing. No. It's, I don't know, man. It's just not doing it for me yet. Hamill said in an interview that I really liked, he said that he understands both sides. He understands that there's one side, somebody like yourself, it seems like, who the extended universe, there's so much more story to tell. It's infinite, right? And then there's people like me who are very pleased, very content with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And we're done. And with that being, I am happy. I don't care about extended stuff because somebody else put it this way. I was in a very committed relationship, and I got hurt bad. And I don't know if I'll ever get over those 1, 2, and 3 episodes. They were, we all agree, are terrible. I don't even know the name of the second one still, because I've seen it once, and I completely forgot how the whole damn thing went down. I think it was a love story, and I think it had Padme in it. That's all I got. And that's not, I'm not kidding.
So are you any expanded stories at all? Any comics, any novels, or no, just, you know, just, I'm just watching those three films.
You know what? I'm not a big reader, first off, unfortunately. But there are two...
living up to the beard stereotype.
Damn it. There are two books that I absolutely friggin' adore. And that is Tales from the Cantina.
Oh, that's a great one.
And Tales of the Bounty Hunters. I think those are some of the best stories, the mini stories that lead you on these great, like the Jawa story with the cliffhanger of does he in fact shoot all, does he attack all of the stormtroopers, you know? I'm a big Tatooine fan, so the Cantina is one of my favorite places. I love all the characters. I love Jawas. I love sand people.
Okay, well, you're a Tatooine fan. You're not a fan of the new movie that hasn't come out yet. What was your opinion finding out that the sand planet was not Tatooine and it was Jakku? Were you glad, disappointed, or just without emotion?
I was kind of disappointed because I did think it was, because I knew nothing about any of this story, or I didn't follow anything of it. The one thing I'll give you, so you are somewhat pleased with me, that I did like about the trailer was when they do the chase scene through the wreckage. That really reminded me of Shadows of the Empire for, was it, 64? And I thought that part was rad. If they keep it kind of like that, I'll be excited. But because it wasn't Tatooine, and I'm not going to lie to you, I just found that out right now. I'm kind of upset. Because I was very excited that we were back, and now you have let me down.
No, normally,
you got back at me.
Normally I'd be upset about spoiling something, but, but screw this dude.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I think I'm completely okay with it, and I think that's going to really solidify this friendship. I really believe that. I am kind of upset. No, this is really a freaking letdown.
John has gone as red as his beard right now.
Damn, man. Well, that proves, though, how much I really followed this. I truly don't care.
Hey, this is on brand.
You know, it's just something, all right. I kind of don't want to finish. I just kind of want to go and do research and find out why.
So, obviously, if you're not you won't be lining up to get into the Episode 7 panel.
No, I thought that was kind of disappointing that they're not showing anything new. It's only behind-the-scenes footage. Is that what I understand?
That's what's reported, but
so
who
you're
knows?
You're going for it, am
I'm
I correct?
I'm going for it.
You don't care. You're in to win.
I'll be camping out. I'll be sitting through panels of shows I've never seen before and never want to see.
How long do you think you're going to be camping out?
Well, I'll be camping out for, I don't know, maybe like 15 hours. And then I have to sit through a day of panels that I don't want to watch.
Oh, so you're going to, okay. So you're going to be one of those, okay. So you have to sit in the panel and wait to guarantee your spot.
Yeah, because I think from what the research I've done, the turnover in that room will not be much.
I learned that 1 year for Archer at the Hilton. Is that where it is? Where or is it an H?
It's an H,
it's
yeah.
An H. Over at the Hilton, I wanted to do the Archer panel, and I found out after sitting there for like 2 hours, it does not move. And a friend of mine told me people just sit there all day to get something. And so we ended up leaving, which worked out because then I met Todd McFarlane on a pirate ship.
Ooh.
So I can't complain about that.
I'm going to ask the question that I think many listeners want to know. What's Archer?
That's true. We are doing a Star Wars thing. Archer is one of the best secret agents in the world, done by John H. Benjamin, the voice, and an all-star cast, really.
So a cartoon?
It's a cartoon on FX, and he is a basically a alcoholic, womanizing douche of who is the...
No, now describe him.
That was me, yeah. Self-proclaimed best super secret agent in the world. It's actually a friggin' it's an adult cartoon, which we can all... you would appreciate it. I really do think that.
Interesting. I will check that out. And that's what I like about Comic-Con, is just standing in line with people and finding out, you know, they're dressed as something, and then they explain. You find out about all these cool things like that.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll get dressed up. We were talking to some guys I was with over here who are dressed up. I love that as well as you do. You meet all these great, interesting people, and then you find out, you know, that could be somebody. You know, the people who I met, she was telling me her favorite cosplayer is Hip Hop Trooper. And I was like, well, that's funny. Hip Hop Trooper is one of my best friends. He lives five streets away from me. And then I showed her, and she flipped out and started talking about he's the most wonderful person in the world. We're at Comic-Con, and I find one of the, you know, biggest fans who met him like a couple weeks ago and got a poster signed. That's funny to me. But you learn all these little things as you talk to everybody, and you gain more knowledge, and you never know who's who and who's doing what. And it's really interesting. So I love that you follow that same motif and do stuff like that. You've got to have some amazing stories.
Yeah, you got to get amongst it.
And terrible stories you don't give two craps about. Like my Archer story. It works out good, you know.
And what else are you hoping for at Comic-Con?
I'm honestly, I'm hoping to get into the Game of Thrones meet and greet. That's about one of my only goals. Other than that...
I'm going to the Game of Thrones panel.
You're going to the panel?
I've never seen an episode.
Why not, right? Okay, that makes sense. You are behind so much that is really interesting. Why are you doing that?
Because it's on before Star Wars. And so,
touché, sir.
And so the thing where, like, what I think I should do is that there's a Walking Dead, and then there's two Game of Thrones panels.
You haven't seen Walking Dead.
Nah.
I hate Walking Dead, so that's great. I can't wait for you to go through that and see what your response is. You should come up with some BS questions.
Yeah, I just want to ask, when do the Ewoks come into
it's
this again?
Just something ridiculous. I like that idea. If you're going to be sitting there all day, you might as well be having fun.
Yeah. But just ask the same question about Ewoks for
every panel. And then the people behind you are either going to love you or hate you, because they're all going to be the same damn people who are going, shut the fuck up. Because most people hate Ewoks because they're assholes. Do you like Ewoks?
I love Ewoks.
Good, okay. We're on the same page, at least there. Can't stand when people hate Ewoks.
All right, well, we've worked out I can't line up with you, so I'm going to try getting a line. Because I just talked to some guys, and they're just like... It's, you know, like other mornings, they have like some sort of lineup and you get a ticket. But today for Hasbro, it's just who can get to the booth fastest.
Yeah, I guess, which will work out great for me since I walk 0.2 miles an hour with the stupid cane. So I can't wait to find out if I get run over. But
just pull a Yoda.
Well, or I'll...
Actually, you don't know that reference because you haven't seen Star Wars Episode 2.
Go. I thought one time, to be fair. What is the line? I am such a purist, it's ridiculous. God, I'm a elitist purist. Jesus, what a douche. Me, well, you too, I'm sure.
Oh, Jonathan, don't be so hard on yourself.
I am, apparently. Maybe I'll go watch this again.
And tell us the thing that we're talking about on... what is that application we're using? Kick? Is that what it's called?
Kick Messenger.
What's the deal with you and the Conan show? What's up with that?
Oh, man. So, okay. I was walking in Burbank with Hip Hop Trooper. We were talking. And a guy stops me. And
Wait. Just for the theater of the mind, was the Hip Hop Trooper in Hip Hop Trooper?
He was not dressed up. No, he was not dressed up. And you got to understand, when this guy, when he just is in regular street clothes, he dresses ridiculous still. So you always pretty much know who he is and where he is. It's funny. But we were walking, and we passed by this guy. He stops me, and he says, hey, I'm a producer for Conan's show. We're interviewing people for Comic-Con. Do you want to talk to him? Who says no to that? Who? No one. No one's going to say no unless they're an idiot, in my opinion.
But the guy that's not looking forward to episode 7 might.
Well... I'm not, yeah, well, no, I ran right in. I go in, and I forget the guy's name. There's another guy there who's like a world-renowned cartoonist or something. So they drew me as a supervillain, and I am a giant floating beard, a head with a beard and a fedora, and I float on a cloud of negativity and shoot lightning bolts. It is amazing.
They nailed it.
Yeah, they nailed it. Nailed it. And I'm called Headbeard, which is even better. And then when he said that, I started singing Foreigner with Conan, which was awesome. So that I had this moment with him, and so we had this great interview. And then after I got contacted, and I'm waiting to see, they might make that a cosplay for the show, and they wanted to know if I was interested. Again, a dumbass question. Who's going to say no? So I'm hoping that they hit me up. I get to get dressed up in God knows what, and I'm gonna hate everything. I'm just gonna walk out, hate Star Wars Episode 7. People who know me know that is a true statement. I'll just hate everything and live up to the character. And if they don't, I need to just make it for next year, quite frankly, because it sounds amazing.
So we should point out, Conan is doing live episodes like at Comic-Con.
I think tonight through Saturday, he's doing live episodes. We tried to get into tapings, but...
You might be a part of the taping.
I'm really hoping so. So everybody should just watch and check and see. You will not be able to miss me. I think I'm one of the only bearded people he talked to. Also, there's not many headbeards floating around, so I got that going. But I'm hoping, man. I'm really hoping. That, and talking about Japanese, that guy's got a Star Wars Japanese shirt right there.
Yeah, that was tight.
Yeah, I got the Empire poster of that.
So, John, where can, Instagram and stuff that the listeners can find you and your angry beard?
My normal stuff is Bluist the Fett, B-L-U-I-S, the Fett, but I also do ZZ Trooper. I do a Stormtrooper, ZZ Trooper mashup, and that's ZZ _ Trooper. You can't miss me. I have a white fuzzy blaster I just spin as I walk around with a giant, what everybody thinks, afro, and my beard sticks out. In a very, as Marv put it, Liberace-styled suit. It's covered in rhinestones, super colorful, so you cannot miss me. Hopefully tomorrow I will find you, and I'll be dressed up, and you will see this.
Are you cosplaying as a ZZ Trooper tomorrow?
In case I have to leave town fast, I want to at least get one day in, so we're going to shop, and then I'm going to go change, and then I'll hit you up on Kick, and I'll let you see the glory that is, I think, ZZ Trooper.
Awesome, man. Well, I am going to try find my line to get these Hasbro figures, and hopefully we'll both meet up later on tonight, happy with full bags and full credit card bills.
Yeah, man, I hope so. And if, like I said, we got the Kick, and I hit you up, and then we got tomorrow. I'm going to dress up.
Awesome, man. Have a good one.
Thank you for letting me hate on things.
All right, you guys, it is 4:57. We are in the sales hall of the convention center at San Diego Comic Con. I'm here with Bradley, who I've met in the line, and it is an hour until the Comic Con opens officially. I've heard that they're going to open a little bit earlier. I heard that off an info booth girl, but we're both here. We're nervous. Describe the scene that we're in here, Brad.
I will describe the scene for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a lot of people in a very hot room, very anxious, very excited. I'm sure everyone's got a game plan mapped out in their heads. Mine is to get to the Monogram booth first thing for two Comic-Con exclusive items, each limited to 300 pieces. There's an Ultron Bank and a Baymax keychain.
What's the Baymax?
Baymax is the robot from the amazing Disney animated film Big Hero 6. It's on my t-shirt right now, but you can't see that.
Theater of the mind, Bradley.
Theater of the mind.
And I am, you know, we're surrounded by thousands of people, and thousands of people that I am prepared to push out of the way to get to my Hasbro First Order Stormtrooper. It is the exclusive of the convention, and I just hope they've made tens of thousands of these things.
Awesome. Yeah, something I've noticed about this whole crowd of people, normally at Comic-Con you see all these cosplayers, everybody's in costume, head to toe, full gear. This time it's all nerdy t-shirts.
Yeah, Preview Night's not known for its cosplaying. It's people are here, it's strictly business.
This is a trailer for what's to come. Hopefully there'll be more cosplayers as the convention goes on. But as it stands, it's a lot of nerdy t-shirts, which is always good, because if you're not wearing something nerdy at Comic-Con, you're just underdressed. Simple as that.
You should be reverse bullied.
Reverse bullied, yeah. This is the place where being a nerd is awesome, and you get points for all your stuff, which is what's so cool about it. That's why I want to go in the first place.
That's very true. So have you been training? You've got a route planned out to get to the Bandai booth. Have you been training? Have you been exercising? Have you been running through supermarkets as training?
Well, I read somewhere that to prepare for Comic-Con, you need to walk a mile a day, because if you haven't been to Comic-Con, you haven't seen the exhibit hall, you have no idea. It's like 4 or 5 football fields easily. But, yeah.
What's a football field?
Well, it's a football field is an American sport. It's pretty 100 yards, and the exhibit hall and convention center easily is like 4 or 5 times that.
It is. It's amazing. And I always find the excitement of being at Comic-Con, it numbs your feet. And then when you get home every night, it's just like,
onto the bed. And then you go, ah. And then you get ready to do it again.
The podcast suddenly got a little bit sexy there, Bradley.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that. If we have any listeners under the age of 18.
So how do you think this is going to... I'm very concerned with how this line is just going to fall apart, and it's just going to be a mad scramble. Like we were saying before, we saw the Morgan Spurlock documentary, Comic-Con the Movie, or whatever it was called.
Episode 4, A Fan's Hope. Check it out if you haven't already.
It is amazing, and it does capture a fair bit of the spirit of Comic-Con. That guy that is trying to get the exclusive, I feel like I've never gone for a hard-to-get exclusive before. And I feel like I'm going to have to run in slow motion like he did.
Yeah. Well, not actually in slow motion. But if someone's filming you, they'll slow it down later and put it in the sequel to the Comic-Con documentary. That'll probably come out 10 years from now.
Yeah, I'm nervous because I don't want to get too excited to get this figure, because I don't think I can deal with the come down of not getting one. And then I have to, like, the next day worry about getting one. And
That's the great thing about Preview Night. You get the early chance. And that's what I'm banking on for getting my exclusives, is that, like I said, there's only 300 of each of these items. I doubt they're going to sell out of all of that on day one, or Preview Night, or whatever it is. Not officially day one. But, you know, let the cards fall where they may, and I'm going to play them right, and hopefully I'm going to walk away with two cool exclusives.
I really hope so. So the question is it a Preview Night? Is it a preview of victory for us, or of disappointment?
It is both.
Do you have an Instagram or a Twitter or anyone that we can...
I have a Facebook.
Yeah, list that one.
Yeah, it's just Bradley Burgess on Facebook. And I don't have like an official like thing, because it's just my personal page. But, you know, if you want to see a bunch of cool Comic-Con photos and comments from people I'm sure you don't know, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, people love that.
Instagram and Twitter.
Sorry, that?
I should probably get an Instagram and a Twitter just for occasions like this.
Just for podcast appearances.
Just for podcast appearances, exactly.
Well, Bradley, I wish you luck. I'd say may the force be with you, but I'm not sure what the Big Six, what he uses. May the white bubbly robot be with you. May Ultron's hatred of strings be with you.
May Ultron not kill me when I'm trying to buy him. How's that?
That is fantastic. All right, good luck, man.
Good luck to you.
All righty, you guys, it is 5:25, and it looks like the rumor that one of the info desk people told me that it was going to open at 5:30 might be true, because the door just opened. There was a big cheer, and there is an electricity in this giant room. Gonkdroid just texted me some encouragement to get my exclusive, which was just run. And he followed that up with, if they tell you not to run, run. Which is good advice. Jackie just texted me to calm down. So I've got the good and evil voices on each shoulder telling me what to do. So, here's hoping. I've done some stretches. I've limbered up. I'm ready to go. Let's get this Forest Order Stormtrooper, and then we'll head over to Hallmark to get my itty-bitty pen and get my itty-bitty Boba Fett and hand in carbonite. So let's see what goes down. Very exciting. Very exciting. Is it?
Is it?
Is this it?
This might be it.
I see the line moving. Yeah, this is it. Game on. It's no hour. Con is officially on.
Okay. We were once friends, but we're now enemies.
Right?
Now. People are actually going in.
At 5:29.
As I predicted.
As you predicted. Wait. It's almost 5:30. 3, 2, 1. Now.
Bang. Con is go. The lines are staying orderly. The line is moving very orderly. But for how long? I am very tempted to push 100 people out of my way. Comic-Con, hurry up, line. You're not moving fast enough. I am now running through Comic-Con, dodging people, not looking at cool things, just aiming for Hasbro Toy Shop. Getting crowded. Getting close. I am in full junkie status right now. Alright, we've had a very successful first day of Comic-Con, and I'm now in an Uber going to drink with my friend Blondie, who is doing Tara Reid's makeup at Comic-Con, if you believe that. And what's your name?
My name is Brett.
Brett, and your girlfriend has put out a bounty on a First Order Stormtrooper for her?
Oh, I can't say she's my girlfriend. She's my attorney. We're friends.
Oh, she's your attorney?
Well, she's not my attorney. She's my friend that I'm close with that is a, I'm close with her, but...
Okay. Yeah. And you're willing to break some laws so you have to spend some more time with her?
I am. yeah. This toy can get me a lot of... fun time and extra time with this girl because she is an attorney, and this is for a client of hers, and he really wants this toy. And this is like a $1 million client. So.
But she's a big Star Wars fan as well, yeah?
Yeah, she has Star Wars tattoos, Death Star tattoos, all kinds of stuff.
And she's going to go on Friday as Ballerina R2-D2.
Ballerina R2-D2, yes. And she's going to the Beer Fest, Beer Con the next day as a, I don't know, cute, sexy Boba Fett or something.
Yeah. Hot.
So,
Does she have an Instagram address that we can check this out at?
I don't know. I really don't know if she does. I'm on social media, but I'm kind of a troll. So, I don't really, I don't have an actual site. But, yeah, it's good meeting you. Also, I got a Stormtrooper background thing on here as well. And I really hope that you could have made the cruise if you would have known about it in time.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a cruise on Saturday night with Kenny Baker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They said some actors from the new Force Awakens is going to be on there as well. The cast is going to be there. I'm not saying Harrison Ford. Don't name drop that. But I am saying that the cast is going to be there as well. And probably J.J. Abrams is going to be in the cruise. But it's two levels of all DJs that are playing.
You really think J.J. Abrams is going to be on this cruise?
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you gave me... If you gave me a bet and like said like $100, he's gonna be on the cruise. He's gonna be on the cruise.
If I bet you one Stormtrooper.
Yeah, no, but I don't have any kind of leverage. So what do I need to do to get that one? I don't know. I can't use a keychain. You know, I got you. I wish you would have known. We really want to go, man, but we're strained on time, but. I'm going to pick people up from the cruise. I want to get some stories. So it's going to be two levels, and it's famous DJs, and they all are going to play remixes of all the Star Wars music.
That sounds
Cantina
hot.
Cantina band, song, Mos Eisley theme, everything.
What about a bit of Ewok Yub Yub action?
Of course. Of course they're going to have that. It's going to be pretty incredible. I mean, it just popped on us really quick, and we couldn't make it. So, anyway.
Where are we? Where is this place?
Oh, it's right here.
I am very thirsty for a beer.
Oh, nice. Do you want me to drop you off somewhere? You already closed down.
Oh, I thought this was a bar.
Oh, yeah, this is the bar. Okay, I thought you were in a hotel.
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is actually a big sports bar. Yeah. But you had a hotel that you were going to.
Well, have a good... You're going to Comic-Con on Friday.
I will be. I'm an attendee 8 years running, so...
So just think of me watching panels in Hall H for shows I don't like. After not sleeping all night to see, hopefully, Harrison Ford.
Well, it's not shows that you don't like that you're not, like, too unfamiliar with, right? Is that how it is?
I know, I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go to see Game of Thrones. I've never seen episodes, so for me to sit through that would kind of be a little dreadful.
Well,
but
that just shows our differences in priorities.
Priorities, yes.
And that's why I've got a Stormtrooper and you don't.
Five stars, lots of fun.
I was reading the flyer.
Holy crap. I gotta call my friend right now and tell her that.
Well, you're gonna be on today's episode.
Oh, thank you, man. Alright, glad to listen, man.
Cheers, man. Right, well, buddy, have a good rest of the week. Oh. Alright, you guys. It is now 11:45 on preview night. Wednesday night, I'm back at my Airbnb, and I'm going to keep this short because I am so tired and I want to get this podcast up for you guys, but I can't even really remember what I recorded before, if what bits I recorded, but after getting denied at the Hasbro booth, I teamed up with some guys that weren't even after First Order Stormtroopers, and we got in with about 5 minutes to spare, and I now have a First Order Stormtrooper, so I'm very happy. I also got my Itty Bitties, my Boba Fett and Hank Hover Knight exclusives, so I'm set. I've got my exclusives, job done. And had a tremendous time. You have to go check out, everything's up on Instagram, some of the amazing things that I got to do. I got to have a photo next to
Daisy Ridley's speeder from the trailer, which was super cool. Not the actual speeder, but an amazing mock-up done in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. Bumped into Steve Sansweet. Hooked him up with a t-shirt. I must say the Wear Home t-shirt has been a hit at Comic-Con, and I've gotten maybe 50 plus compliments. So if you want to support the podcast, here's a little plug. Go on to the merch store. The link is through steelwars.com and get a Wear Home t-shirt. Who else? I met Ashley Eckstein, Gus Lopez, hopefully getting those guys on the podcast soon. Some crew at Hasbro, some crew at Tops. Just an amazing time. I haven't seen hardly anything of Comic-Con. I've just sort of done the main Star Wars stuff because I was getting the exclusives and just taking it all in. And I'm exhausted. Do I sound exhausted? Yes. So I'm so happy to get the Hasbro First Order Stormtrooper because I sort of wanted the first toy from the new movie just to have as as a memento of coming to Comic-Con. Super fun. And so tomorrow I've got to start the line for the Force Awakens panel Friday afternoon, and I've got a pretty good feeling for Harrison Ford. They've, of course, EW reported that there's not going to be a new teaser or any new footage, but I've also read reports that Harrison is booked to be in San Diego for 24 hours. So let's see. But I'm exhausted. This is maybe the worst podcasting I've ever done. Please get behind us on social media, spread the word, retweet the episode announcement, share it on Facebook, and regram us on Instagram. Most of the photographic action is going up on Instagram, that is at Steel Wars, and I'll post it on Facebook probably after Comic-Con is done. It's very hard to get everything out, you know, while you're still living the Comic-Con. But Jackie gets down here tomorrow in the middle of the day, and can't wait. We've got a huge mission ahead of us. So wish us luck. May the Force be with you. And leave us a sweet 5-star review on iTunes, please. I'm sweating it out for you here, people. Not having any fun at all. See you tomorrow.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.